Gambling News Brief by CasinoReviews.net. Here are today's top stories. IGT's Wheel of Fortune and Powerbucks slots create 4 new millionaires. IGT revealed that 2 of their slots created 4 new millionaires in March. The first jackpot was won by a player at the Bow Rivage Resort and Casino in Biloxi, Mississippi. They were spinning the reels of Wheel of Fortune Triple Gold Gold Spin and won $1,254,996. The next prize was won at the Venetian Las Vegas in Nevada, where a Wheel of Fortune player won the biggest of Mach's jackpots, $1,635,694. Maine online casino bill fails to pass in House and Senate. There is bad news for casino players in Maine, as it looks like online play is not going to be legalized anytime soon. Earlier this week, a bill that would have put Maine's tribes in charge of online casinos failed to pass the House. However, it still went to the Senate, but the next day, instead of passing the bill, the Senate voted to table it. This means that it could be revisited before the end of the legislative session, but it seems unlikely. The news comes in the same week as Maryland failed to pass online gambling legislation before the end of the session. Macau to introduce tighter gambling regulations this August. In another shift in Macau's gaming industry, a new law will come into effect on August 1st, which introduces tighter regulations on the issuance of bet credit within casinos. This legislation, unanimously passed by Macau's Legislative Assembly, marks a pivotal change in the operational dynamics of the region's gambling sector. The Legal Regime of Credit Concession for Games of Chance in Casinos bill, announced late last year, stipulates that only casino concessionaires will have the authority to extend gambling credit directly to patrons. New Delaware bill would greenlight more online sportsbooks. Delaware could be poised to take another step forward in the sports betting ecosystem with House Bill 365, HB 365. This bill aims to significantly expand mobile sports betting options within the state. Currently, Delaware offers sports betting solely through its casinos and partnered platform, Bet Rivers. HB 365 proposes a transition to a competitive mobile sports wagering market. This means residents would have access to a wider range of sports betting apps operated by different sportsbooks. Glitner chooses IBIA to provide sports betting integrity in Ontario. The Glitner Group has announced it has joined the International Betting Integrity Association, IBIA, the sports monitoring organization. Senior leadership at Glitner feels this agreement demonstrates the company's commitment to creating a fair and transparent environment in the sports betting and iGaming market in Canada. Its flagship LuckyCasino.ca sportsbook brand will join the IBIA Integrity platform and provide betting data on sporting events. This will allow the monitoring company to investigate sporting matches and look for suspicious betting patterns and signs of corruption. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at CasinoReviews.net.